We're in Siman Tov Kuf Chav Zayin. We're up to Sif Yud. We'll be doing from Yud through Yud Gimel. Hama'arev la'cherim, someone who's making an Erev Tavshilin for others, that includes himself and others, Sarech lezakos lehem al yedei acher. In order for them to be kone, they have to have some kind of ownership in it. I cannot lift an object of mine and say I'm making this yours. The maisa kinyan has to be that someone who doesn't own it is lifting it. So I have to find someone to pick it up for them with the din of zochin la'adam shelo b'fanav. Whom can I use? Who could I use for lifting it? V'chol mi shemezaken al yodo be'eruvei Shabbos, mezaken al yodo be'eruvei tavshilin. The same halacha that you have for eruvei chtzeris and eruvei tumin, you have an erev tavshilin. V'chol mi she'ein mezaken al yodo be'oseiruv, ein mezaken al yodo be'zeh. The same halacha. So Mishnah Berurah brings up the cases that are suffic. One of them is a child above bar mitzvah who is somach al shulchan. Excuse me, is somach al shulchan aviv. That means he's being supported by his parents. So that's a suffic. Lechatchila you don't use them, but b'dieved if you did, then the erev was chal. Sif Yud Aleph, tzarech hazocha lahagbia ha'eruv mina karka tefach. The air of whatever it is that you're that you're being zolcha has to be lifted at tefach. So this tefach doesn't only mean from the ground, although it says mina karka, it's from whatever surface it's on. So if you're lifting it off a table or off a counter, it's got to be lifted at tefach. Sif Yud Aleph, Sif Yud Beis, chozer venot lo miyan hazocha. You then take it back from the person that was zocha for them. Umavarech al mitzvas erev, and you make the bracha al mitzvas erev. Va'omer, and you say the following: Bidein, with this erev, yehi sharalon or b'hai eruva, bidein yehi sharalon, it will be permitted for us. La'afuye to bake, livshulei to cook, latmune to do hatmana, ladluke shraga to light candles, ulumevet kol tzarkonan to do all of our tzrochim, all of our needs, miyantif l'shabbos, for yantif to Shabbos. Lona v'liploni v'liploni, for us, for me, and for everybody. Lona means us, meaning the family, and whoever else I'm included. Olochol b'nei yerezos, or everybody included in this city. Haga umi sheni yodei b'loshna kodesh, yochol omra b'loshin la shem even. Someone who doesn't understand Hebrew can say it in the language that he does understand. The Mishnah Berurah actually says that it's not just yochol la'omro, but he's tzorech la'omro. He actually has to say it in a language that he understands, because if you don't know what you're saying, you think it's just a chant that's not called an amira. We will see later a machlokus whether or not the amira is ma'akev. Now here it says ladluke shraga. There's a shita that you don't have to say ladluke shraga, because ladluke shraga means to light candles, because some hold that you don't need an erev chatzeris for an erev tavshilin for lighting candles. So certainly if you left out the words ladluke shraga, it's not ma'akev. Mishnah Berurah says that if you that some say also lafuke to carry, but that's not ma'akiv. And if you plan on shechting on yantif, then you should mention that also. Yud Gimel, afal pi sheniach erev eni yochel avashem yantif rishon l'shabbos is very important. Erev tavshilin is only matter cooking on yantif sheni for Shabbos, not on yantif rishon. Now this yantif sheni, whether it's Rosh Hashanah, certainly on Yontif Sheni of the other Yom Tovim, which is only Minigav Asem B'Yadayim, it's a Darabonon, as opposed to Yontif Rishon, which is a Daraisa. So this halacha that you can only cook from Yontif Sheni, not Yontif Rishon, applies to all of them. Lemaisa, what happens if someone went ahead and did cook on Yontif Rishon for Shabbos? So Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Taz, who is Mater, eating it.